again. This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond. According to the National Park Service, U.S. Highway 66, popularly known as Route 66, embodies a complex, rich history that goes well beyond any chronicle of the road itself. An artery of transportation, an agent of social transformation, and a remnant of America's past, it stretches 2,400 miles across two-thirds of the continent. The highway winds from the shores of Lake Michigan across the agricultural fields of Illinois to the rolling hills of the Missouri Ozarks, through the mining towns of Kansas, across Oklahoma, where the woodlands of the East meet the open plains of the West, to the open ranch lands of Texas, the enchanted mesa lands of New Mexico and Arizona, to the Mojave Desert, and finally to the land of milk and honey, the metropolis of Los Angeles and the shores of the Pacific Ocean. Flanked by historic buildings and diverse cultural resources, Route 66 slices across the continent, revealing the process of historical change that transformed the lives of people, their communities, and the nation. This fabled highway's multiple alignments connect not only the East and the West, but also the past and the present. Route 66 had its official beginnings in 1926 when the Bureau of Public Records launched the nation's first federal highway system. Like other highways in the system, the path of Route 66 was a cobbling together of existing local, state, and national roads. The highway quickly became a popular route because of the active promotion of the U.S. 66 Highway Association, which advertised it as the shortest, best, and most scenic route from Chicago through St. Louis to Los Angeles. Merchants in small and large towns along the highway looked to Route 66 as an opportunity for attracting new revenue to their often rural and isolated communities. As the highway became busier, the roadbed received improvements and the infrastructure of support businesses, especially those offering fuel, lodging, and food that lined its right of way, expanded. Even with tough times, the Depression that worked its baleful consequences on the nation produced an ironic effect along Route 66. The vast migration of destitute people fleeing their former homes actually increased traffic along the highway, providing commercial opportunities to a multitude of low-capital mom-and-pop businesses. World War II caused a marked decline in civilian and tourist traffic, but it stimulated new business along U.S. 66 when it acted as a military transport corridor, moving troops and supplies from one military reservation to another. Motels saw an increase in occupancy as families of servicemen stationed at military bases stayed for long stretches. But more significantly, Route 66 facilitated perhaps the single greatest wartime mobilization, as thousands of job seekers headed to California, Oregon, and Washington to work in defense plants. When the war ended, traffic increased as rationing and travel restrictions were lifted. Automobile ownership grew dramatically over the next 10 years, with 52.1 million cars registered in 1955, compared to the 25.8 million at the end of the war. With more cars and leisure time, families headed west on Route 66 to the Grand Canyon, Disneyland, and the beaches of Southern California. With the heavier traffic, businesses along the highway boomed, and the image of Route 66 as a Dust Bowl migration route changed to one of freedom and kicks. The bleak image of John Steinbeck's Grapes of Wrath faded as the upbeat lyrics of Bonnie Troop's Route 66 hit the airwaves. The adventures of two young men seeking their kicks in the 1960s television series Route 66 further immortalized Route 66 as a highway of thrills. Just as the enormous traffic in the decade of World War II sent Route 66 into a boom time, the popularity and crowding of the highway signaled its demise. In 1956, President Eisenhower, who had witnessed the military advantages of the German Autobahn during World War II, supported the passage of a law to construct a new system of high-speed, limited-access, four-lane divided highways, today's interstates. Five new interstates, I-55, I-44, I-40, I-15, and I-10, incrementally replaced U.S. 66 over the next three decades. Interstate construction coincided with the powerful forces of economic consolidation, as evidenced by the growth of branded gasoline stations, motels, and restaurant chains. The 1984 bypassing of the last section of U.S. 66 by I-40 led to the official decommissioning of the highway in 1985, impacting countless businesses and communities along the road. After Route 66 decommissioning, members of public and private organizations and state and federal agencies who understood the highway's historical and social significance started campaigns to preserve and commemorate the road. New associations organized to promote travel and preservation of Route 66, working with state agencies to mark it with signs. Parts of Route 66 received new designations as state and/or national scenic byways. Businesses along the road again started to sell to tourists who sought out the storied highway. In 1990, the United States Congress passed Public Law 102-400, the Route 66 Study Act of 1990, recognizing that Route 66 had become a symbol of the American people's heritage of travel and their legacy of seeking a better life. As a result of the law, the National Park Service conducted the Route 66 Special Resource Study to evaluate the significance of Route 66 and to identify options for its preservation, interpretation, and use. This study led to the enactment of Public Law 10645 to preserve the cultural resource of Route 66 corridor and to authorize the Secretary of the Interior to provide assistance. The law authorized the creation of the National Park Service Route 66 Corridor Preservation Program. This program provides financial and technical assistance to individuals, nonprofits, local, state, tribal, and federal agencies, and others to facilitate preservation of the most significant and representative historic resources along the route. In 2008, the significance of Route 66 and the importance of preserving it were again recognized when the World Monuments Fund listed Route 66 on the watch list of 100 most endangered sites. The watch calls international attention to threatened cultural sites around the world and seeks to build constituencies for the long-term, sustainable protection of those sites. As a result of this listing, World Monuments Fund has partnered with American Express through its Sustainable Tourism Initiative to provide funding to support Route 66 projects, including an economic impact study of historic preservation and tourism. This Route 66 National Park Service, Discover Our Shared Heritage Travel Itinerary, and the formation of a national, collaborating, nonprofit organization known as the Route 66 Road Ahead Partnership. The National Trust for Historic Places has also listed Route 66 on their America's Most Endangered list and designated the road a national treasure. There is a spirit, a feeling that resides along this highway. The spirit of Route 66 lives in the people and their stories, the views and buildings, and travelers' perceptions of the highway. Today's travelers can still experience a remarkable journey traveling through time on Route 66. The Ultimate Route 66 Road Trip Guide, where to eat, what to see, and where to stay on a perfect Route 66 road trip, by Anne Olivia Bousso, updated on June 6, 2022. Route 66 doesn't always surface on Google Maps, but it's there. The most celebrated stretch of asphalt in America rolls out from the heart of downtown Chicago and begins its epic journey west toward the Pacific. The so-called Mother Road slides through endless farmland, forgotten towns, and the spectacular desert of the American West. The scenery is a thrill, but it's the stops and sights along the way, each seemingly more mind-blowing than the last, that make the Route 66 road trip. There's the infamous 1858 penitentiary from Beat Literature and Prison Break, which you can tour the day you set off. A barbed wire museum, Texas has one, complete with the recreation of a diner serving 20-cent pie. A landmark soda ranch is the pick-me-up pit stop you didn't know you needed in the Oklahoma Plains. Read on for state-by-state Chicago to L.A. guide for the ultimate American road trip. Illinois. It's day one. You're going to need a good breakfast. Fuel up on monster omelets and bottomless coffee at local favorite Lou Mitchell's. You might just meet fellow Route 66 road trippers in a neighboring booth. If you want to stretch your legs before the first phase of your journey, Chicago's Millennium Park is an excellent place to do it. From there, it's just one block to the historic Route 66 begin sign. Snap a selfie. You're officially on your way. If you couldn't bear to wait times for breakfast in Chicago, Del Ria's Chicken Basket is your first stop. The 1930s gas station, lunch counter, is now a Route 66 icon for its superlative fried chicken. Look for the restored neon sign, so retro you'll half expect to see chrome-stripped Bel Airs parked below it. Channel Kerouac in On the Road and go by the Joliet Pen, the pen being the infamous old Joliet prison, also immortalized in the Blues Brothers and a particularly harrowing Bob Dylan ballad. Set foot inside the 25-foot-high walls and explore the creepy grounds. Stand up straight, you might reach the knee of the Gemini Giant, a 30-foot muffler man statue patrolling the launching pad drive-in, now a restaurant and gift shop. Swing by historic sites down the road like Ambler's Texaco Gas Station and Funk's Grove Pure Maple Syrup, where you can buy maple candies for the console. For heftier fare, head to the Made Right Sandwich Shop in Springfield for beef sandwiches and shakes. If you have it in you, drive on till you see the looming Gateway Arch of St. Louis. Missouri. Welcome to St. Louis, the gateway to the West. Dig into a country fried steak or stack of pancakes at Southwest Diner before braving a tram to the Arch's Peak, touring the 19th century Anheuser-Busch Brewery, or walking high above the Mississippi on the famous Chain of Rocks Bridge, whose span jauntily crooks to the north. Drink up the city life while you can. Outside of St. Louis, the drive slips through quaint small towns and rolling green hills. Dip into Maramic Caverns, a dramatic cave complex, and alleged Jesse James hideout, with guided tours. Stay the night in a tidy stone-and-mortar cottage at the 1930s landmark Wagon Wheel Motel. The nearby Fanning 66 outpost is a required stopping point for many Route 66 veterans. They're not wrong. The General and Farm store has a giant rocking chair perfect for photo ops and popcorn and glass bottle soda for your snack stocking in the car. Veering south of the highway, Mark Twain National Forest is a lovely place for a picnic. Its easy stone meal spring hike offers pretty views over the Big Piney River. Dial up the nostalgia factor to an 11 by catching a double feature at the 66 drive-in, then crash at Boots Court Motel, complete with period furniture and radios piping out big band music. The unassuming Joplin History and Mineral Museum is an interesting stop with local discoveries like a woolly mammoth tooth on display and delightfully oddball antiques including old circus funhouse mirrors, Bonnie and Clyde memorabilia from their Joplin bolt hole, and an entire exhibit of cookie cutters. Oklahoma. Peek inside the Coleman Theater, a Spanish revival gem from the vaudeville days, and see the ghost of the abandoned Chelsea Motel. At Totem Pole Park, gaze up at the world's largest concrete totem pole. The roadside whimsy continues at the blue whale of Catoosa, an adorable whale whose smiling mouth you can walk right through. The Golden Driller statue was plonked at the entrance of Tulsa's Expo Square in the 1960s, where it stands to this day on concrete work boots the size of cars. Tap into Tulsa's amazing barbecue scene at Burnco, a popular spot in Jenks that grills and smokes its meat in Tulsa-made charcoal ovens, or keep it simple with a patty melt and ice cream float from the Rock Cafe. 50 miles to the west in Stroud, gearheads and Marvel fans will adore Seba Station Motorcycle Museum, a former gas station now filled with wall-to-wall with bikes ranging from a 1909 Triumph to a custom-built ride used in Captain America film shoots. Thirsty? Shelves at the Landmark Pops in Arcadia hold classic candies and drinks, over 500 varieties of sodas, ginger ales, and root beers your taste buds have never dreamed of. Right before the Oklahoma-Texas border, stop by eerie little Texola, with a population of 6. Passerby can still see relics of the former farming town, notably a one-cell cinder block jail all alone in an overgrown field. Texas. The gloriously Art Deco Tower Station and U Drop Inn Cafe gives travelers an old-school Texas welcome. Originally a gas station diner, the pristine little visitor center is home to classic Conoco pumps and a booth where Elvis once ate. You probably never thought you'd visit a museum dedicated to barbed wire, but here we are. The Devil's Rope and Route 66 Museum tips its rancher hats to the spiky fencing material, as well as other artifacts from the state's ranching heritage, like the cattle brand used at former President Lyndon B. Johnson's Texas Ranch. Being situated in a remote panhandle location doesn't stop the tiny town of Groom from having its share of bizarre sights. The largest freestanding cross in the U.S. shoots 190 feet in the air, while the Britain-leaning water tower has been grabbing roadsters' attention for decades. In Amarillo, stroll the city's unique shop-filled Route 66 historic district and kick back at the down-home burger joint Coyote Bluff Cafe. Or, if you're up for a challenge, and the tourists, see if you can put away 72 ounces of steak at the Big Texan Steak Ranch. Starlight Canyon, a bed and breakfast with cabins and an Old West vibe, is a nice alternative to Amarillo's endless string of chain motels. If you miss Cadillac Ranch on your way out of town, did you even drive Route 66? The must-see, kitschy cool landmark features a group of vintage caddies buried nose down in the ground, their tail ends poking skyward and covered in graffiti. Celebrate hitting the halfway mark. Chicago is 1,139 miles behind you, and L.A. is 1,139 miles ahead, with a slice of pie at the throwback Midpoint Cafe. New Mexico. In time, the dusty flatlands of the Panhandle give way to the unreal landscape of the American West. Opened the same year that The Wizard of Oz came out, Blue Swallow Motel is everything Americana lovers would want in a place to stay. Expect attached garage next to each room, Frank Sinatra crooning through the outdoor speakers, and arguably the best neon sign outside of Las Vegas. What began as an artist's hobby of carving tiny figures has sprouted into the Tinkertown Museum, a rambling warren with the detailed Old West dioramas and walls made from concrete and 50,000 glass bottles. Grab a pic in front of the wall of vintage tin signs at 66 Diner in Albuquerque, and you might as well order a Frito pie and banana split while you're there. If you're RV curious, Enchanted Trails RV Park and Trading Post has 60-era trailers to sleep in for the night, although traditionalists might continue to El Rancho Hotel and stay in a room where John Wayne once slept. Arizona. Route 66 cuts through the stunning red mesas and the eerie moonscape of Petrified Forest National Park. The Rainbow Forest Museum is a starting point for hiking trails to the famous Petrified Logs. Drive to the Blue Mesa Trail for a one-mile loop through hilly badlands. The kitsch flag soars at Wigwam Motel, considered an essential stopover by many road trippers. The 15 guest rooms here are modeled after teepees, not wigwams, and the 1950s cars parked outside add to the vibe. Walk the rim at Meteor Crater National Landmark to see the chilling prehistoric footprint of an asteroid that smashed into Earth. Of course, all desert marvels seem like a warm-up in the face of the mind-bogglingly vast Grand Canyon. Detour 60 miles north at Williams, Arizona, to reach the National Park's South Rim. Serious planners who book far in advance might score an edge-facing cabin at Bright Angel Lodge and Cabins, or spot in Phantom Ranch at the bottom of the canyon. Back on Route 66, glide through a wide-open expanse of prairie and red rock, checking out time capsule towns such as Seligman, Peach Springs, and Kingman along the way. California. The Golden State is the final leg on Route 66's slow, unrolling march toward the Pacific. The semi-defunct Roy's Motel and Cafe, located smack dab in the middle of the Mojave Desert, is a fun stop en route to Calico Ghost Town Regional Park. The roadside attraction recreates its California Silver Rush heyday with pioneer-style restaurants, shops, and a narrow-gauge train through the bone-dry terrain. The Glass Bottle Forest, Elmer's Bottle Tree Ranch, is a funky oasis in the dusty wilderness. If you miss the teepee experience at the Wigwam Motel in Arizona, its San Bernardino Outpost offers you one more shot. Not far is the original McDonald's, now a free museum and quirky shrine to the fast food giant's humble mid-century beginnings. The cheery yellow Cucamonga service station services as a tiny Route 66 museum. Its mint condition Richfield pumps from 1915, still advertising 18-cent gallons of gas. Finally, it's west to Santa Monica Pier, the all-American boardwalk with its endless parade of pedestrians, partiers, and performers, and the official end of Route 66. 10 Iconic Stops Along Route 66 in Arizona by Maura Durr, published October 24, 2024. Discover 10 stops along Route 66 in Arizona, from historic landmarks to unique roadside attractions and delicious dinners. Route 66 is the mother road, the road of flight, John Steinbeck wrote in The Grapes of Wrath. He described its winding path over the red lands and gray lands, twisting up into mountains, crossing the divide and down into the bright and terrible desert, and across the desert to the mountains again. Starting in Chicago, Route 66 stretches 2,000 miles westward to its end at a pier in sunny Santa Monica, California. The road crosses 8 states: Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California. While each of these states boasts iconic stops, Arizona is home to some of the most treasured Route 66 gems. Next time you're cruising through Arizona's picturesque mountains and expansive desert, be sure to give yourself extra time to check out these 10 iconic Route 66 stops. 1. Petrified Forest National Park. The Petrified Forest National Park is the only park in the National Park System that contains a section of historic Route 66. It's famous for its large deposits of petrified wood, but you'll also find fossils, badlands, buttes, mesas, ancient petroglyphs, wildlife, and wildflowers. You can drive through the entire park in about an hour, making it a perfect stop for solitude and outdoor adventure mid-road trip. 2. Holbrook Wigwam Village Motel. Have you slept in a wigwam lately? If not, now's your chance. The Holbrook Wigwam Village Motel opened in 1950 during the height of Route 66 popularity. It's one of the 3 remaining wigwam villages and served as the inspiration for the Cozy Cone Motel in Pixar's Cars, complete with Cars Easter eggs scattered throughout the motel. Due to its popularity, reservations book up quickly, so plan ahead. 3. Winslow. Take a cue from the Eagles and take it easy in Winslow, Arizona. Their hit song, Take It Easy, was inspired by a trip on Route 66. Jackson Browne wrote the song after being stranded in Winslow due to car trouble. In 1999, the town memorialized the song with a park featuring a 2-story mural of a girl in a flatbed Ford and a life-size bronze statue of a 1970s-era troubadour, affectionately known by locals as Easy. 4. Two Guns. If you're looking for a unique and spooky experience, don't miss Two Guns, a ghost town 30 miles outside of Flagstaff. Here you'll find the remains of an old gas station, restaurant, gift shop, and even a zoo. After a series of disasters, Two Guns is said to be cursed. While it's hard to separate fact from fiction, what's certain is that Two Guns is a place filled with mystery, intrigue, and tragedy. 5. Meteor Crater. Connect with the cosmos and experience history at Arizona's Meteor Crater, the world's best-preserved meteorite impact site. About 50,000 years ago, a meteor collided with Arizona's high desert, leaving a crater 0.75 miles wide and 600 feet deep. Visitors can enjoy guided rim tours, a 4D theater, air-conditioned indoor viewing areas, a museum, and lookout points. You can even refuel at a mining-themed coffee house, ordering food and drink. 6. Ms. Zips. By now, all of these stops and adventures have probably worked up your appetite. Don't worry, Ms. Zips has you covered. A beloved spot for Route 66 travelers for decades, Ms. Zips is more than just great food. It's a diner with unmatched vibes. Named the best Route 66 diner in Flagstaff, Ms. Zips serves up classic American breakfast, barbecue, burgers, and homemade chicken fried steak. They even offer a variety of tasty vegetarian options sprinkled throughout the menu. 7. Arizona. What if I told you that you could have a zoo day without even leaving your car? Look no further than Route 66, Arizona. This iconic stop lets you observe animals such as bears, wolves, sheep, bison, and more. In addition to a drive-through area, Arizona also features a walk-through area, VIP experience, animal encounter, dining area, and gift shop. Depending on the time of year, they also offer seasonal events, such as their October Fest, which takes place in October. 8. Seligman. Plan to stop in the quirky small town of Seligman. Here you'll find a number of colorful and fun gift shops filled with fun Route 66 souvenirs, including Coca-Cola memorabilia, license plates, road signs, old-timey records, James Dean iconography, and all kinds of Elvis-inspired knickknacks. There are also a number of unique dining spots, such as Westside Lilo's Cafe and Roadkill Cafe. 9. Oatman. Calling all cowboys and cowgirls, take a step back in time in Oatman, where the Wild West comes to life. There are staged shootouts, wooden sidewalks, rugged characters, and lots of free-roaming burros. In fact, there are actually more burros than humans in this special small town. Depending on the time of year, you may find yourself in the middle of one of Oatman's unique annual events, such as the Burro Biscuit Toss, the Great Oatman Bed Race, the Sidewalk Egg Frying Contest, and more. 10. The Grand Canyon Caverns. Last but not least, head to the Grand Canyon Caverns Grotto for one of the most unique dining experiences in Arizona. Here you'll enjoy your meal from 210 feet below ground in a 345-million-year-old cave system. As you eat, you'll be surrounded by 360-degree views of the largest chamber in the cave system. Reservations are required. As you plan your Route 66 road trip, be sure to leave yourself a little or a lot of room for spontaneous stops and adventures. You never know what you might find as you drive through America's most legendary highway. This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left-click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Then, under Programming Links, left-click on On Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.